Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I have an intro prepared.
No, I have an intro
prepared. I have an intro prepared.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we just have to do rock, paper, scissors.
No, can you guys both do it at the same time, please?
How the fuck are we going to do rock, paper, scissors over Discord?
You shout what you would do.
Yeah, with the delay, that's going to make that real awkward, but that's fine. All right, TJ, just take us in. You got a thing?
I mean, I don't have a recording. I just had like a thing I was going to read.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Welcome back to the first podcast. I'm Teej, and hold on. I fucked that up.
Wow. All right, now it's my turn. Thank you. All right.
Go ahead, Tristan.
Welcome to the first podcast, and I would like to welcome Peter with me today.
Oh,
so,
wow, hey, okay. You guys are...
I know, mine's better. I'm sorry, mine's better.
Welcome
okay.
to the first podcast, Peter.
Okay, stop.
Kick him from the
call. That's all you guys did in the last fucking recording that you had me listen to. It was just like Family Guy.
All right. Okay. You want me to do it?
Back on track.
All right. Introduce the guest.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. All right, hold on, okay.
If I get kicked from the call one more time, I'm not coming back, by the way.
Okay.
Let me do it. Okay, so welcome back to the first podcast. I'm Teej. I'm here joined by the host Lars from Norway and Spaghetto. And today, our guest is Frankie Doodle Dandy, who's known for playing an anthropomorphic bowl of soup and McDonald's Sephiroth.
Yep.
Care to elaborate on that?
Oh my god.
even I'm trying to like... wow, wait, when did I do this? Oh, I remember Sephiroth. Sephiroth's recent.
You actually, we talked about Yankee Doodle Dandies on the last episode of the podcast that you're on, actually.
Yes, it was like 2 years ago. Yep. Yeah,
it was a long time ago. I actually refreshed my memory on
long
it
time ago.
Last night. Oh, I just wanted to point something out, Frankie, by the way.
Yeah.
First of all, you were hilarious on the last episode, so...
Aww,
awesome job.
That's really nice. Thank you.
And I also wanted to say that just keeping that in mind, because that first episode was so good, the fans are going to have ridiculously high expectations for this one. Everyone's going to be watching intently for the slightest mistake on your part. So
that's their fault, to be honest.
Yeah, just something to think about.
I make so many mistakes. So
no pressure.
Slay. It's fine.
Okay.
Keep going.
What's on pressure?
I mean... Y'all have already fucked up the intro, so it's fine. Just keep going.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I also, there was another part I forgot to add, but I'll just ask as a question now, is that has the term enus finally been adopted as a slur for white people?
No, it didn't take off.
No,
yeah, that
it
was,
didn't
oh.
take off.
Yeah.
No.
It didn't work.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, the thing about slurs against white people is that they don't work because they have no power. You know what I mean? Like, they don't tick off. That's the issue in society.
I couldn't find Enus in the server, so because I don't know how to spell it. How do you spell it?
Fair enough.
No, how do you spell it?
Well, let's move on from the silliness and actually kind of introduce the host for the guest here. Frankie.
Yeah, hi, Lars.
No, Frankie.
Hi, Lars.
Hi, Frankie. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name's Frankie. Frankie Lolia. On most of my platforms, Frankie Taylor Scott, because I'm a voice actor as well. I'm known for my content creation and mainly as the voice of Ota-chan on the Otaku Versus channel, but also I recently, I've been streaming for the past 3 years on Twitch and been making video game playthroughs, particularly in like Final Fantasy games, Square Enix games. Yeah. That's pretty much what I've been doing with my life since I graduated.
Yeah, speaking of those streams, by the way, I've been watching a couple of your VODs actually over on YouTube.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I wish I had time for those streams, but you know how it is with it, you know, when you're a creator yourself. But and I just wanted to mention, by the way, that I was watching the Kingdom Hearts 2 VOD.
Oh, okay.
And it inspired me to make a short little compilation preview for the audience, just so that they know what they're in for. I have this file titled FrankieSounds.wave, and I'll just go ahead and play that right here. Oh. This is a 30-second clip of you making your way through the game.
Uh-oh. There is a limit on time, and I sound rational and intense. I can do it all!
All right, so that was from one video. So that's what people are in for when they tune into your stuff.
That was from one. That all came out of me at what? Like what?
I'm fucking scared.
I mean, if that doesn't sell you on playing Kingdom Hearts, I don't know what will. Like,
yeah. Damn, that was the one video I didn't watch.
Is that what sex sounds like? Like, holy shit.
Well, I mean, you'll find out someday, man. I mean, someday I'm pulling for you.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you.
No, but yeah, just kind of tie that back into things. You kind of do a very animated stream, and I thank you for that, by the way, because there's a lot of people out there who aren't really all that entertaining to watch, and I think you give people an extra reason to tune in.
But you also mentioned
something at the top of the hour here, which TJ was talking to me about, and that was Ota-chan, and I noticed that she seems to have a different voice actor at the moment.
She's being voiced currently in Japanese so that we can voice all of it in English at the end of the year. It's not that I've quit or anything. There's nothing going on like that.
No, Yusuf just decided, oh, actually, I like the subs better.
Yeah, no, he truly is. He's like, I prefer the sub over the dub.
He turned full weeb.
Nah, no, that's not it at all. It's just, as the episodes come out, we're thinking, it all comes out in Japanese, and then we can do a long episode with all of them put together in English. So it's just one long episode in English dub right at the end.
So then it's like a real anime because you have to dub it back into English.
Yeah, exactly. Flipping the tables. That's right.
It depends on how upset you are.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not upset or anything. It's fine.
Okay. By the way, TJ,
I've been focused on myself. So I was just saying, because I'm past few years, like I've just been focusing on a lot of my stuff, like what I've been doing as content creator away from that, and what I want to kind of go down with my life. I don't want to just keep doing Ota-chan for the rest of my life. So that's hence why I've ventured more into video games, like doing that kind of content.
Yeah.
I noticed that you're sponsored by Square Enix, I noticed.
I'm their little baby. I love Square Enix. Yeah.
That's
like, how did that come about?
I think I first started doing sponsorship work with Square. God, it was like end of 2021. I got my first key ever given to me to play when Seven Remake, Final Fantasy Seven Remake came to the PC.
Oh, not a Keyblade? They didn't give you a Keyblade?
Nah, I didn't get a Keyblade. I got that later. But but yeah, I did my first ever technically sponsor because they gave me the key for free, and ever since I made a video out of it, and then on YouTube I uploaded my playthrough, and then ever since it's just been different, not just Square. I've had a couple of other sponsorship opportunities through that, which has been really great. But I think a lot of my favorite games are from Square Enix, so it kind of makes sense that majority of sponsorships and like, games that I play are from them.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, incredibly jealous, because that's like a 13-year-old me who's like rooting Alden right now. I have a question about that, by the way, and we can cut this if you kind of can't talk about it, but I am kind of curious. Because you mentioned you would get kind of quote-unquote sponsored in that you would get the key for the game, and it was based essentially on the idea that you would play it for your streams and kind of, show people the title and everything. And, it's kind of a couple-part question. One of them, do you have any sort of stipulations when it comes to how you do that? And number two, how do you feel about that?
Well, from the beginning, like if I'm given a sponsorship that I'm not interested in, I don't take it, because it's ultimately a reflection of the content that I want to make.
Sure.
So I guess that answers part of the question, is like what my stipulations are, is if I look over it and it's something that I'm not entirely interested in, I know I'm not going to make the best of myself out of it, like content wise, then I won't bother doing it, and I'll put my efforts elsewhere into other things that I'm more passionate about.
Kind of talking the other way around, though, like with them.
Right.
I'm just kind of curious, because I've done stuff for a game publication in which we would get some keys for actually for a review. So I kind of did something adjacent to that a while back, but I'm curious now when they have you stream these games, are there any sort of like rules when it comes to like, do they say you kind of have to like the game, or do they just kind of
No, they don't tell you that you have to like the game. But it says in majority of, without like breaking NDAs and things like that with like, things I've signed, but it says like you're allowed to criticize things within like reason. You're allowed to not be a robot as you're playing the game, because that's not the point. They don't reach out for those sponsorships to you as a content creator for you to be so robotic and here to sell a product. Because, I mean, technically, you kind of are, because you're showcasing it for them, because that's what sponsorships are, and it's what content creators are really good at, to share to an audience. But you have an audience that, if you have an audience that you know what you're sharing with them is something that you're all passionate about, you very rarely have criticisms that are incredibly negative. It's more like, I wish this was from the previous game in this game, and so on and so forth. Things that I think that are very welcome from the company, rather than anything incredibly negative. Or is it, I haven't come across any of that, because I'm very picky about the sponsorships I choose.
Sure.
I know I will like this, and I know I will like that. I did Octopath Traveler not too long ago. That wasn't even a sponsorship. And I played the game. I got sent a collector's edition, which was really lovely of them. And
nice.
I thought, I'm going to stream it, because they were so generous to send me that game. I'm going to stream it. I've never played an Octopath Traveler game. I'm just going to jump into the second one. You didn't have to play the first one, which is good to know. And I fucking loved it. It was so good. It's one of the best games I've played this year, by complete surprise. Probably some of my favorite characters in video games are in that game that I played this year, which is crazy, because I just gave it a chance. But yeah, honestly, it was a very long-winded answer to your question, but I'm very picky about what I choose.
Oh, for sure. And so just for the record, long-winded is much more preferable than the alternative.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, if you want to give like long form answers, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't played one of the Octopath Traveler games before, but I do like the visuals of those games.
They're gorgeous. Stunning.
It's a really nice aesthetic. But yeah. I mean, if I get a Switch, I might pick one up, I guess.
There's a really lovely feature, and I don't know if it's in the first game, but it's in the second game, where you can change if it's night or day in the game, and it's so subtle, but the music changes to different instruments when you do that. So I also bought it for my Switch, because I loved it so much. So I play it on my Switch, and then at nighttime, I change it to night because the music's like I can fall asleep to it better rather than like the daytime, nice. Just like bumping in the club.
Oh, so there's an actual feature in the game, or you're just setting the clock ahead?
No, it's an actual feature in the game. You press like a I press the back bumper button on my PlayStation when I play it, and it changes it to night or day, and the music shifts. It's really nice, and I have the soundtrack as well. I play it in my car. It's such a good game. Like, I encourage people to play it.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one, it improved on the first one by because a lot of people, when I streamed it, they came in because they didn't know if they wanted to buy the second game yet because they played the first.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, this is like the first game, but they've changed this, and oh, they've changed that. Oh, wow, okay, I might actually get this because there's so many quality of life things in this now that I'm not going to have to like
oh, for sure.
Rip my hair out about. Which is, yeah, it's always really nice when you bring a game to someone like that.
I don't know if this is something you can relate to, by the way, but it just kind of popped into my head because of what we're talking about here, which is that when we had Candy Evie on the podcast and she and I just talked about Pokemon just straight for an hour, we kind of got to a point where we both agreed that we tend to be fairly uncritical enjoyers of like gaming in general, and that we just we like to have fun playing video games. So, right. For example, the Pokemon franchise in particular has taken a lot of public beating from fans over the last few years, in particular, because there are objectively some serious issues with Game Freak's having to crank games out every year, basically, and the quality, it does suffer because of it. But I keep playing them, and I keep enjoying them. And on that same vein, Tristan and I have been recording a lot of videos for his YouTube channel, and I've been noticing that when he plays a game that I would perceive as good, and I'm doing commentary with him, that's fun because, I can talk to him about strategy and, how to improve his builds and stuff. And when he plays a game that's, I would consider not so great, it's also kind of fun because we get to just, like, dick around with it and everything. So I guess if I was in that situation, I would kind of just try to make fun. I would try to make a fun event out of it either way. So, yeah, maybe on stream, that's probably never going to be an issue, I guess.
Yeah, I completely get that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Preston,
what?
Do you have anything to add? Because I know you've been sitting here not saying anything.
Oh, I just didn't want to interrupt. I was enjoying just listening to someone be passionate about a game that they enjoy. But Lars and I have been recording a lot of Castlevania, and we've started with some of the older ones.
And I might have to pick your brain about that, because I really want to start some Castlevania, because I watched up to season 3 of the Netflix show, and then my friend the other day was streaming something Castlevania related. He said, you should try Symphony of the Night? Is that right? Or something?
That's a great choice,
That is the most popular one. I tend to lean towards a little bit more near the older ones where it's like it was before they made a Metroidvania and it was side-scrolling, arcade-y type gameplay. Okay.
Well, I can bridge the gap here, by the way, and just mention that if you play through Symphony of the Night, I don't know why I struggled with that, and you like it, you'll probably still like Rondo of Blood. I'd say that's safe. Right, Tristan?
Well, yeah, Rondo of Blood is the prequel to Symphony of the Night, and
yeah, it's just a little bit more arcadey. Yeah, but it's the same aesthetic.
The reason it's my favorite Castlevania game is just simply due to the level design, the graphics, and mainly the music and the bosses. Just because there's so many like secrets and alternate paths in that game, even though it's still linear, that it's so much fun to try and explore and get the 100% mark. And the cutscenes are so like shitty and terrible that it's hilarious.
Oh yeah, it's weird. Okay, so I hadn't actually played through it before this, and it turns out that for no apparent reason, the first major cutscene is just in German, and that's that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just in German, and they're like raising Dracula from the dead and stabbing some woman with big tits, and Lars thought I was fucking with him, and He's like, why is this in German?
I thought he changed the language settings on me or something. No, it was really weird.
Like, no, it's in German, I promise. And he did not believe me until like after we were done with the recording. I'm like, dude.
Yeah,
it was in fucking German. Like, okay.
Yeah, the rest of the game the rest of the game is not in German. This is not like just a German title that we happen to play or something. They just decided that was the language of Dracula, I guess, and that's how it went.
And there's like this cutscene near the end of the game where Dracula is acting like really creepy with some girl.
Yeah,
and I cut this out of the initial video, but the whole time Lars is just sitting there like a fucking ADHD toddler screaming Discord mod while he's like talking to this chick in his dungeon.
I have ADHD.
No, I know that. Mod.
I get distracted during cutscenes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I will say in Castlevania Rondo of Blood,
okay.
Fuck the death fight, like where you're on top of the ship. It's so awful.
Yeah. Well, it helps if you don't die as much as you do, Tristan. Because most gamers,
if
most
you're not
gamers
like
don't.
Fucking doing ear cancer in my ears the entire time of me recording. But
like, yeah, are you saying it's a skill issue?
It is. Yeah, I actually I actually mentioned that in autotune on one of those videos, didn't I, Tristan?
Skill issue.
Okay, that's skill all. That's all the autotune we need for this video. Thank you.
What Tristan's referring to is that I pretty recently introduced Lars to voice mod, and Lars has been using it extensively, especially in these playthroughs to mess with Tristan. Like, he'll just put auto-tune on his voice, or he'll use one of the voice filters to just make himself sound like a completely different person.
Yeah, he'll sound like an anime girl, and he'll just be like, ew, I want to come on you, ew. And it's just like, ugh.
You did that without the
Well, sometimes he'll sound like the president of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, the president voice.
Yeah, like his favorite one, though, is the voice. And yes, I did voice.
No, I retired that one for you, bud, because
you retired it, but like it was your favorite one for quite a while to fuck with me, where you just would scream, ooh, woo.
Yeah, but then you seem to be kind of getting like a little bit of a kick out of it in a certain kind of way. And I figured we'd probably put a plug in that butthole. You know, and just get rid of it.
Well, Lars, I'm trying to beat the goddamn game, not get a chub, okay?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's actually kind of scary. By the way, I'll just do a quick 2-second demonstration. Hope this doesn't cut out too bad, because it shouldn't be able to do this with my voice, but hopefully this comes through.
Hey, Tristan. Boo boo.
Ugh.
Oh my god.
Didn't you want senpai?
Thank you, senpai. Ooh.
Yeah, it's fucked up that's where technology is at right now. Like, it's like a front to God, and I love it. So, anyway.
God, I hate weeb. God, I hate weeb.
So, Frankie Lolita is what I thought your original name was.
But it's not.
What exactly did you want to pick my brain about on the topic of Castlevania games?
Well, just what is good to start with them, really, because my only exposure to Castlevania was the Netflix series, because my friend said, because I was looking at the time, I was looking for voice references for to put together on my demo for what I could put on there that is reflective of my own voice, you know. And they were like, you should watch Castlevania. And I was like, oh yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I probably should. I've been meaning to watch it because everyone's been saying how good it is, and I absolutely adored it. I haven't finished it properly yet. So it's been a rather recent thing I've gotten back into. Mm-hmm. So I've still got halfway through season 3, but I've just been so busy.
Oh, wait, you're only halfway through season 3?
At the moment, yeah.
Oh, man, you're not at the weird sex scene yet, okay.
Oh, spoilers.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to get in what it is, but no, even when you described it to me, it was really bizarre, like bizarre for the internet bizarre. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I was going to make a joke that he was going to spoil the ending or something.
No, I almost mentioned it, but then I didn't want to like say anything in case like Frankie hasn't gotten to the yet, but it really depends on your type of gameplay you enjoy, Frankie. Like, if you prefer like side scrolling action where you just whip the shit out of monsters, I would start with the earlier ones. If you prefer like more balanced gameplay in terms of like difficulty as it goes along, then I would try one of the newer ones where it's more like a Metroidvania where you explore a dungeon.
Okay.
my only gripe with the dungeon Metroidvania Castlevania games is most of them take pretty much only inside, like the location is only inside Dracula's castle, where the older ones, like you're kind of exploring a bunch of different landscapes, which is visually more interesting to me.
Yeah, this is where Tristan exposes himself as a fake fan, because that's not true at all. A lot of later games take place outside of the castle as well.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm talking about like the Game Boy Advance ones and Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, and the Game Boy Advance ones don't all take place in the castle either.
A lot of the gameplay is inside the castle.
Well, anyway, I'll toss a recommendation at you as well, by the way. Aria of Sorrow is like the classic kind of not new era one, because it's like 20 years old at this point. But that would be a good place to start. It's got like kind of a modern protagonist. His name's Selma Cruz for some reason. And he uses like a sword. It's cool. Do you like games where you like collect like abilities from monsters and stuff? Because if so, that would be a good one.
Yeah, that's literally there was a Final Fantasy game that was like that. A little
13-2?
Kinda. That was 13-2. One of my favorite ones. Yeah, I love 13. I love the 13 game.
Okay, so the premise of Aria, by the way, this is a very specific game, but that's fine. We can talk about it. It's our show. Is that when you kill an enemy, you have a chance to get its soul, and then you can use the ability of the enemy to against them. So you're like a huge blue mage.
13-2. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
TJ, wasn't there a bit in your Castlevania videos, Lars, where you were kind of like you're pestering Tristan as he was playing by explaining the lore of random Final Fantasy games that he never played?
Oh yeah, because he didn't know the plot of Final Fantasy X in detail at one point, and I was trying to describe it to him. He didn't appreciate that. He was trying to beat the game.
He wouldn't shut.
I don't know what that was all about.
After like 7 minutes straight. I don't play Final Fantasy. What's it about? Actually, you know what? No, never mind. I regret asking. You're going to go on some weird monologue, and then I'm going to be like, Lars, just stop. I get it. And then you're going to be like continuing on your monologue.
So anyway, there's this Dream Xanarkand, and Tidus is a reincarnation of Shuyin. It's like Blitzball, but not like the separate beast.
This has nothing
Blitzball
to do with Castlevania. Let's get back to Castlevania.
Anyway, Orin comes to the Dream Xanarkand for the first time.
Oh my. So anyways, back to Castlevania. I don't like these big knights because they're bullshit, but that's okay.
They remind me of Tidus.
I
talked for like 20 seconds, dude. I was explaining about how
I cut it down.
Tidus gets to
Besaid
Island, and he finds the Blitzball, and it's like a linchpin.
Okay,
please keep going.
I'm the editor of the video. I remember how long you went on because I had to cut that shit down because it got irritating after like 3.5 minutes of like,
no,
okay,
because we were just getting to that
happens
point, Tristan. Tristan.
It's unrelated to the game we're playing.
You're swimming with Waka, and he goes, and then he like swims around and like gets you in a headlock, and it's really awkward because there's no sound that plays. And then he lets you go, and then you guys actually get to the town. It's a great game.
Yeah, but we were playing Castlevania, and I didn't really need like a 9-minute lecture on the plot of a game that I've never even fucking heard of.
Well, it's fine. That's fine. I won't do it again. Okay. He said.
Choose a different Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasies do you think there are?
Anyway, TJ, you said you had several questions prepared, by the way.
Oh, before that, I just wanted to ask Tristan if he had any questions. Oh,
why do you keep saying my name so aggressively? You're just like, Tristan.
Yeah, you kind of spit it out of your mouth, man. What's going on?
I'm hitting the hard
You don't
hard
have to,
tea.
Like, spit on
hard
me when you
tea.
Say my name.
Oh, boy.
And
All right, guys, if you got a question for our lovely guest here, you can ask him.
They're picking on me because I'm like the one non-white guy in this podcast.
No, we're trying to pick on you because we want to include you in the conversation.
No, I'm picking on you because you're fucking stupid, not black.
Oh yeah, okay.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay.
So
okay. Anyway, okay.
This is scuffs.
Okay, Frankie.
Hey.
There's a trend going around lately that's been shitting on British food, and it's
British.
Yeah.
Let me cook, TJ. Let me cook because the British can't cook. So lately, everyone's getting really pissed off at British Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone's just like, yes, yeah. It's literally just fucking steak fries, chicken tenders with like shitty noodles and fried rice with only egg in it. And then they put a bunch of curry sauce on it and like some red sauce. And they're like, oh, I got myself a Chinese. And it's like a fucking treat, this Chinese. And it's takeaway. Ooh. And I'm going to put like Indian curry all over my Chinese. And I get... Ugh. That's not Chinese food. It's fucking chicken tenders and French fries.
Tristan, I got some bad news for you. But if you've eaten American Chinese food, you also haven't eaten Chinese food either.
I don't care. At least American Chinese food kind of stuck to the source material. British Chinese food is just like, really let's sweet. Go to a restaurant and get French fries and chicken tenders because we don't want Chinese food.
I mean,
well, that sounds like when you go to a Chinese place and they have chicken tenders and hamburger on the menu for like the 5-year-old that doesn't like the Chinese food.
Yeah, they want to please the customers, so they have stuff options for the children. Making.
It's like the British population is like children.
You hate that they're helping
ordering chicken tenders and steak fries and calling it a Chinese takeaway. And then
the way you're saying you're hitting
no
the Chinese
in their egg fried rice.
Do you have a question for Frankie at all? Like, do you just want to rant?
Attacked for something I'm literally not involved in.
The way you're hitting that Chinese sounded like Captain Noodle.
Do you eat actual Chinese food, or do you eat steak fries and chicken balls with curry?
What is this question?
What?
Well, I mean, my perception of Chinese food isn't the things that are on TikTok, but the what we call like a Chinese takeaway in the UK is pretty nice. Usually, the families that run those restaurants are Chinese families, so it's British Chinese food, as in they are like Chinese people that live in the UK that run these restaurants, right? And they make their food. But it was like, I need to look into it more because I don't want to talk from like a place of ignorance.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it is very. It's from when like the World War. I can't remember. There was some wars happening. And, when it was just like the lack of ingredients and what was needed to make these kind of meals over in the UK wasn't there. You know, so they had to adapt those kind of like meals, like those Chinese meals for the UK, and that's how. Our Chinese takeaway has become what it is in the UK, and that's why we refer to it as that, right? But I do agree. I do agree on the fact that it isn't Chinese food. It's not traditional Chinese food. Like, I wouldn't say that. Anyway, if you go to London, there's some really nice restaurants that actually, you know, do probably more what you would find in, like, if you went to China for authentic Chinese food. But I don't know, chicken balls kind of slap.
Oh,
they're really nice. Like,
they do be slapping.
Just would say you... what it is. It's chick. It's literally just like McDonald's with curry sauce.
Nah, it
is. Is this like an inside joke from when he tuned into your stream earlier or something?
I'm angry. Okay, I'm very angry.
You're always angry.
You're angry for no reason.
No. I'm not angry for no reason. I was playing in a. incredibly frustrating game before this recording, so now I'm really wound up and then I thought about like British Chinese food and it just makes me angry.
I was British and
you are British.
Angry. Yeah, it makes you angry.
Maybe play
I'm fucking English and I hate my heritage. Okay.
Well, okay, fair enough. Wait, Tristan, maybe next time play some Vampire Survivors and just like mow down enemies. Without
fuck
any
you,
stress.
Lars. I
okay.
Listen. Mm. Okay, listen.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. All right, now that he's muted, Frankie, would you like a question that's a little bit more pleasant as a palate cleanser? Because I actually do have one for you.
Yeah, instead of just dunking on British
right.
people the whole time.
Yeah. Jokes aside, I actually have a question for you, Frankie. And it's something that's been troubling me for 2 years at this point.
Okay.
Because for 2 years.
I'm so sorry.
I went ahead and went out or a pack of smokes and some milk and disappeared from the internet. And this podcast was no more until it returned with these two aww, jabronis as my co-host. And it's going pretty well anyway, I guess. But in that time, you have continued to stream. And I am curious, from the perspective of someone who has been doing that for some time now, do you have any insights in terms of what you would tell your former self about streaming, or just anyone who's listening, who's been thinking about it and wants to potentially make that plunge? What do you know now that you wish you knew before?
I mean, I never thought it would be as successful as it is getting at the moment, like nearly 3 years down the line. So I'd say if you're going to start streaming, don't start it just for the sake of like making money or doing things for clout or popularity, because that won't come. It might come suddenly or it might come very gradually, and either way it's frustrating if you fixate on that. Just do it because you want to share a game that you like and find people that also like that game. That's literally why I started streaming during the pandemic, because COVID hit and I was like, I have no friends to talk to about these games that I play by myself in my room. So I'm going to stream them, and hopefully it's like going fishing. I cast out the reel and I was just hoping that someone would bite as I streamed Final Fantasy 13, my favorite game, hoping that someone would talk to me about it. And then people started coming into my chat and talking about the game, and I could finally talk to someone about the game I obsessed over for the past, like, I don't know how many years. I don't know. I played 13 when it came out. So
that was
a
very long time ago at this point. I think it was 2010, right?
2010, yeah.
It was 18 years ago.
I played it when I was 10. And yeah, I wasn't able to talk to anyone at school about it.
Yeah.
So then I had to, and then years go by and you think people will get mature and, you know, not pick on you for things. Like, I started watching anime, it kept getting worse and couldn't talk to anyone about it. And then finally, when I was at uni, I met a couple of people that played video games, and I was like, you know, have you ever heard of this thing called Final Fantasy 13? They were like, no. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stop talking now. Hadn't found my people yet. It took a whole ass pandemic for me to finally find people to talk to about Final Fantasy 13 that actually enjoyed the game rather than like shit on it every 5 minutes, because it's not a good game, but it's precious to me, probably because of nostalgia.
Oh, but I liked it. I thought it was great. There are major issues with the game, no doubt.
Yeah,
but
terrible issues. Yes.
I like the concept of it. They went really fucking risky with it, with the story being a very strange kind of situation with like when the whole party's like basically doomed, and it's really cool. The graphics were great for the time. The battle system was
gorgeous,
different. I actually ended up really liking it once I got used to it, because it was kind of weird at first.
Once you got used to it, you were able to juggle the enemies when you staggered them. And I just loved doing that, like keeping them up in the air so that wouldn't get a chance to attack.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that's the one Final Fantasy game where I got to the point where I was so quick switching to the different, what's the name for the job?
Paradigms.
Yeah, the paradigms. Yeah, I got so quick on the trigger finger with that I felt like a glowing brain genius by the end of it, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And then 13 too was even better with that as well.
Oh yeah, that was actually a really good game too. It was kind of even a little bit more fucky wucky with the story and everything, but it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, time travel does that to a game.
In most cases. In relation to what Frankie was saying about like how she felt like she didn't have a lot of people to discuss and talk to about like her favorite games, and that's a big reason why she got into streaming. Similarly, that's why I was originally started doing content creation, and I was just playing horror games that I enjoyed and just Mario games, because I was a big Mario kid as I grew up. And as time went on, I decided to branch out and try just like a visual novel, and that blew the fuck up. I was overwhelmed, like, with the attention it got, but I also felt kind of trapped because this newfound audience was only there for that, and that's all they wanted from me. And I kept making video after video after video of it, and eventually it got to the point where I had such a disdain for content creation that I gave up for quite a while, and it was kind of like a 2-year break. And now that I'm back and under better circumstances, I'm just doing games that I want to do, and it's killed my views, but in the end I'm extremely happy. Like, I feel like I just have the passion and the joy and the vibrance that it had when I originally started, and it's so much fun. And that's why, like, Lars and I have just been going through, like, Castlevania and other small games like that, because that's what I enjoy doing. And it's in correlation to, like, you saying, like, you can't just focus on popularity or, like, trying to just make money off of it, because it's going to make you miserable. And as soon as I let that go and just started doing what I was passionate about and what makes me happy, like, my content got so much better. I am a lot happier and more, like, energetic on recordings, and I do it every day now, and I've been uploading every day for officially a month now, and I'm happier than I've ever been with it. And it's just that when you just focus on yourself and the passion behind it and forget about, like, analytics, views, and comments, you tend to, I think, succeed in your own way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Like, that's definitely, like, it's not a mentality you start out with. And, like, I feel like I bullied myself a lot, maybe this time last year, because I was trying to, like, my real big passion is voice acting. Like, I'm really passionate about everything that goes into it, meeting voice actors, learning about the process, being a part of the process. And at that time, trying to work my content into that was something I was really stressing over, because it was something I was like, I realized that this is going to deviate a little bit from my success of what I'm successful with. I'm successful right now because I cry over Final Fantasy games. You know, I'm really emotionally invested, and that's the content I make.
Weren't you crying earlier in Kingdom Hearts?
Nearly. Yeah, that game gets me.
I joined the stream and I'm like, you just look so fucking sad. Like,
it's a journey. I've played, it says Kingdom Hearts 3, but it certainly isn't the third game I've played from the Kingdom Hearts series.
There's all the side games.
Yeah, I played every single one up to that point.
How far are you into Kingdom Hearts 3, by the way?
I've just, I've kind of just gotten to the frozen world.
Okay.
I had the worst DMCA of my life. Let it go, started blasting through my headphones. I was like, well, there's the VOD. There it goes. Mm. No audio. Yay.
She kept, like, zooming in on this deer's nose, and that's, like, when my internet went out. So that was the freeze frame I got, was just, like,
nice.
In the frozen world, just Frankie just, like, zooming in and out with this camera on this reindeer's nose.
Yeah, well, I was zooming in on Goofy's ass earlier, so don't worry about it.
Have you gotten to the point with Olaf yet, where you have to go find Olaf's body parts and you gotta look for Olaf?
Oh my god, I literally just did that bit and it was so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't need to be that long. It didn't need to be that long at all.
Also, it would have been fine if Donald didn't feel the need to remind you every 3 seconds that you're looking for Olaf, and you can
that
probably find Olaf's
that
body
parts. Yes. Yeah, it holds your hand so much.
Yeah.
Like, when you're literally, like, just vibing around and taking your time, like, sometimes because I stream it, right, I stop and I talk to my chat,
right,
so Donald will start popping off going like, and I'm like, I don't know what you're fucking saying, like, shut the fuck up. I have to read your captions to understand what you're saying, and I don't give a shit. Stop it. He's like, we'll find some ingredients. He's like, it's like, what?
Yeah, Tristan, imagine you're playing a Final Fantasy game, but it also has Donald Duck and Goofy in it.
It has Disney characters, and Mickey Mouse jump scares you every fucking hour. Like,
Donald Duck. Hey, Frankie, could you do, like, a Donald Duck sound bit where he's getting a divorce?
What? With Daisy? Wait, do you know how to do that voice?
No, I don't know how to do the door. I just know how to do, like, the cracky sound. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you'll have to get your divorced Donald Duck fantasies out somewhere else, Tristan. I'm sorry.
No, I just want her to try her best.
My most, like, anguished cry, like, is Donald Duck. Like,
divorced Donald
Duck. Ask for a divorce, not Donald Duck orgasming, but that works too.
Oh, I mean, Jesus. I think he would orgasm if he got a divorce. I don't think he likes Daisy very much.
Oh, was that what from the clip earlier that I played when he said the duck's on top of me? That's what that moment was. Okay, got it.
God. Is he married to Daisy? Or is he married to Goofy?
I don't know. I can't keep up with the story these days. Oh, by the way, Frankie, you can't. But we also can't say that like we weren't expecting it because way back in Kingdom Hearts 2, there's a point in which you need to get up on the Hydra's back. And it will tell you that
don't I know
17 times in a row. So this is definitely the series for that.
The Hydra's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it like echoing in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Good series, though. God, good series. Yeah. Also, there's something really I would like to say right now, but I can't because it's a spoiler. But you're in for something good. And that's as much as I could be able to say about it.
Yeah, I've been feeling my way through the series a little bit because I got it spoiled a lot by an ex-boyfriend, consensually, because I was like, I enjoyed hearing about him talking about something passionate. But
she's lying. That's why they're broken up now.
Ah, damn, you sussed it out. But like,
whoa.
So there's like it's like a chain of memories. I'm piecing it all together now because
she said the thing.
I said the thing. I said the name of the game.
Are you going to play the game for 350? No, I'm not going to make that joke.
Oh my God, no, I watched it. It destroyed me.
Here's what I'm going to say, by the way, which is that I think this is vague enough, and I think you may know this already, but it's like a story with a very happy ending, I would say, and it's nice. Like I won't say in what way it is, but you're going to be pleased, I think, with the outcome.
That's yeah, because I know. So I actually played Kingdom Hearts 3 when it released back in, I think it was 2019. And I only played like 3 hours or something, or like a couple of hours of it. And I only reached the first Disney World. I didn't know what Kingdom Hearts was, really. And then at the time, I only had like was it PlayStation 4 that came out on? So I only had that. I only had that. And I didn't have like any of the other PlayStations to play any of the other games on at the time. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to come back to this series like at some point in my life, I guess, because I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Like, I've missed out on so much. And I saw, because the opening cutscene shows you all of like the older games, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't played that. And I don't know, I haven't played that either.
Well, now's the time to do it, by the way, because you can play it in Ultra. Yeah. And it's very expensive, but it's worth it.
Very, very expensive.
Yeah, looks pretty.
Yeah, God, the jump of between. So I played Fragmentary Passage, which is like the Aqua game.
Yeah,
and that was like a jump scare for like the character models for me. I was like, whoa, what is this? Like the game is starting to look
good.
Nice. Yeah. And then Kingdom Hearts 3, I've just been playing it, and I can't stop talking about how great it looks.
Yeah.
And I have seen trailers for KH4. I have seen like little crumbs, so I kind of do know things, but it looks stunning. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I do not know how it will go from Kingdom Hearts 3 to this, but I'm looking forward to it.
It literally just looks like Final Fantasy with Sora.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, I watched that trailer and I'm like, this isn't even Kingdom Hearts anymore. It's just Final Fantasy with the Sora skin.
And I have a theory, and I haven't finished the game yet, so please don't say anything, but I have a theory, because Nomura is Nomura, and Versus 13 Versus was this little baby that got ripped away from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to birth that baby, plant the seeds in Kingdom Hearts 3.
I'm picturing it vividly in my mind, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the whole, like, Ferrum Rex thing, whatever, in Toy Story World. That's all I've seen so far, right?
Right.
But I've seen so much of it, and like the trailer for it, I was like, oh, this is 13 verses. This is literally either the biggest middle finger or the biggest, oh my fucking God, he's doing it, of all of our lives. You know, this is Nomura being Nomura, the most Nomura he has ever been. And
yes,
I'm pretty excited to see what Kingdom Hearts 4 will be, because I'm interested to see if he's going to move the series into less Disney. Which, you know, I want nothing more than that. I do not want to see the rat ever again. I hate Mickey Mouse. Get him out of here. Get that rat out of here.
Oh, hey, Sora.
Oh, hey, Sora.
I'm going to fucking blow your nutsack off.
What version of the game did you play, Tristan? Jesus.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Actually, I've been meaning to say this. I've never played Kingdom Hearts, and I have no idea anything about it.
Get him off fucking show.
Damn.
I just haven't had an opportunity
I had never played. I never properly played it till like last year. So, you know, now's the time for people to play it. Yeah, like you said.
Be encouraging, not a fucking gatekeeper.
Don't be a hater.
Tristan, do you hate joy? Is that why you haven't played it, or you just? Do you love despair? I don't understand.
I don't think you own it, but I would like to eventually play it.
Okay.
I don't think he owned a PlayStation when he was a kid.
Fair enough.
No,
it's on PC now, though.
Yeah, PC.
As a kid, my brother like hogged the PlayStation and never let me use it, even though we had Kingdom Hearts.
That's what my brother did.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what brothers are for.
I had to save up for one myself. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing
to me. We just
didn't
play the same games.
By the way, that they were ever able to work that out, because the thing with Square Enix is that they've actually been pretty trigger happy in terms of putting stuff on PC now after so long.
Yeah.
And it's great in general, but kind of one of the main kind of holdouts for that was Kingdom Hearts. And I don't know what's going on in Mr. Disney's frozen head with that, but I'll just go ahead and speculate that it was probably because of Disney that it took so long, because they're pretty notorious
perhaps,
with their rights.
Yeah.
So
hey,
that
Peter.
Yeah. Definitely, because it all had to go through Disney
when Sakurai
and make sure that they could use all the worlds.
Family Guy is owned by Disney, so we could have Family Guy World in Kingdom Hearts 4.
Oh, I fucking hate that. Do you know what else?
Hey,
people have been speculating Star Wars is going to be
Star Wars.
Oh, but that's not that weird of a speculation, because there is something in the trailer which is a Star Wars thing.
Wait, is there going to be Marvel in Kingdom Hearts then?
Technically, in Kingdom Hearts 3, they had Big Hero 6. That's Marvel.
That's Marvel. Oh my fuck.
Yeah. Technically, it already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan, is $59.99. Go get it on Epic, man.
Yeah. No, I'm broke, remember?
And if you get it on PC, you can install mods, and it'll be one of the funniest experiences you will ever experience.
Lars, we've been through this. As soon as I get my new setup in, I'll start playing other games. But right now, I'm just enjoying Castlevania and pixel games, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I saw the Final Fantasy VII Remake mods video where you made Sephiroth into Ronald McDonald and you dressed up as Ronald McDonald Sephiroth.
You know, there was an article written about that mod, and it was literally because of a tweet that I made before. There was like a game... like a video game event where they were like announcing new releases, and I was like, if anything 7 Remake related gets announced, I will do a McDonald's Sephiroth cosplay. And then the first thing they showed was that 7 Remake was coming to PC on Epic, and I was like, that means I gotta do it.
I didn't know you were actually gonna do that in the video. Wait a minute, why are you putting on white makeup? You're turning into the Joker.
It was flour. Okay, and do you know what the funniest thing was? I had COVID. Like, I caught COVID.
Uh-oh.
And I was just, like, stuck in my house. And I was like, well, better now than never to record this fucking thing. So I was like, I'll just install this mod and I'll stream it and just, yeah.
People do love a good gimmick.
From COVID a couple of days later, yeah. It was I was one of the videos I was really proud of. There's a couple of... The videos I'm most proud of don't have the most views on my channel, and I think that goes for a lot of content creators, you know. I'm a baby, like I'm not like a big channel, but
actually
the ones that I'm very proud of and I've put a lot of thought into, they don't have as many views.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't value it on views, but it's just like the people that do say that they've watched it, that makes me the happiest, because it's like, you've really taken time to look at my content.
Well, Frankie, it's kind of the situation where it's like, you know, like vegetables don't naturally taste good. It's not fair, but it's just a fact of life. Sometimes your best content isn't going to get the most views, but you still want to do it anyway.
Exactly.
I can't not relate.
That's the best thing.
I have a huge like relation to that, because for a long time I used to like make visual novel mods where we would take characters from an existing game and turn it into like our own story with custom art and music and etc. And those were the videos that really like got popular. But now that I'm like wanting to move away from that, all the content I'm doing now is it's like not even on the radar, but I'm having the most fun with it, especially like with Lars lately, because we're doing the dynamic where I play the game and he just fucks with me, and it reminds me of like older Game Grumps content, or like Oni Plays back when they didn't really give a shit and they just had fun.
I was going to say, Tristan, I thought you were going to follow up, I can relate to this, with I used to dress up as a clown.
Was that PJ, true?
Please, wait, don't self-project on me, okay? Seriously, man. You can dress as a clown, it's okay.
Wait, which one of you guys actually did this, though?
Find out next week on the first podcast. All
right. I think you would fit the role of the Joker a lot better than me.
Oh, is this a reference, or?
Batman. A girl sucks a dick, she's a queen. But if I do it, I'm gay. I'm gay, Batman. It's not fucking fair. Society, Batman. Okay, if you suck a dick, you're gay, Joker.
What
don't
the
do it,
fuck,
Joker.
Dude? Okay.
Okay.
All right,
now
anyway,
we know how Tristan actually thinks.
Speaking of which, by the way, someone in the audience said they wanted to ask a question.
I'm sorry.
Offer that as a palate cleanser, if you would like.
I'm just going to apologize. I apologize for this episode. I apologize for hating the British. I'm sorry, Frankie. I'm just going to go. It's nice meeting you.
Everyone hates
me. Bye, Tristan.
After that, Lars, I do have a few questions. So
okay, but I wanted to, because we were asking people wanted to give a live question, and Tabitha has one for you, Frankie, if you would be willing. She's been listening intently and has been making
hello
time, and she's muted because she has forgotten to unmute.
Ta-da!
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So my question is, if you could spend a day with any video game character, who would it be and why?
Mickey Mouse.
Other than the rat.
That's a good question.
The rat. Not the rat.
Tingle.
That's a video game, not Disney, dumbass.
Bubsy.
Mickey Mouse is
too hard. Guys, let her cook.
Oh, my brain's overloading. My brain's overloading, so I'm literally thinking of like...
Gex.
Chunky Kong.
Funky Kong.
I can't think. Just because I finished it recently, Leon Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
Final Fantasy. Yes. Yeah, Final Fantasy IV, Leon Kennedy.
All right. Now, I'm going to say this real quick before I get kicked off again early while I'm in the middle of speaking. Sephiroth, I'm going to cut off all of Sephiroth's.
Disconnector. Okay.
I'm just gonna tear Sephiroth's
I have a Sephiroth Cabo Kyle in my room.
Oh,
like a whole ass Cabo Kyle.
I'm
not even joking.
I have a Shaq cutout, so I understand the cutout life. Yeah, it's cool.
Shaq versus Sephiroth.
I took this from a Square Enix event.
I took mine from a Staples.
I took this from
you
their
stole
price.
It. Oh,
yeah,
so Frankie.
From that Crisis Core event.
Oh, so Frankie admits that she's a kleptomaniac.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's
they let me have it. Full disclosure. Okay. But
well, is it still kleptomania at that point if they let you? Probably not.
They said yes, and I took it out very slowly so they couldn't say no. I was just like, any objections? No. Okay, fine. Taking it. And then I broke his sword. The Master Moon, it snapped on the way out through the door.
Yeah, the Shaq in my room has a dent in his head, so I understand collateral damage happens when you're transporting it.
Yeah, I had to get him all the way from London back to, like, not going to dox myself, but to my city, which is, like, 3 hours away.
Bumple,
you could just be like Nick Crompton and say England is my city and call it a day.
England in it, yeah.
Frankie, what is it like living in Bumple Dumpleshire?
What? Jesus.
It's very fandabadozy.
Nice. Great.
It takes some Anglophobia.
So I do have a kind of like a serious voice acting question.
Sure.
Have you ever done like a Southern American accent? And if you have, would you be willing to do a bit?
Southern.
I was actually planning a similar bit, damn it.
Gosh. Southern? What's Southern again? My geography's Yeehaw. Fucking atrocious. Oh, it's like Texas?
Well, it depends. Right? There's variations.
That's a generalization, right?
There's variations where, depending on where you're on the South, but yeah, Texas would be a Southern accent.
Okay.
Like Sandy Cheeks, I guess, if you want to think Texas.
So kind of like that. Yeah. So what I was going to ask you to do is do Southern road rage, where someone hit the back of your pickup truck and you dropped your smoke.
My big pickup truck.
I don't know if I have it in me.
Oh, we can cut this if you're not ready for it.
So
have you heard me? Have you heard my voice? Are you listening to what's coming out of my mouth right now?
Since we're on this bit, my bit was I was going to ask you if you've ever tried to do Oda-chan, but with different accents.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, God.
And Southern was one of the ones I was going to ask.
No, honestly, I have not. I have not really been adventurous with that. I think she's just a general voice that I do for... Just like
okay.
Pitched American anime girl.
I kind of feel like the American accent really fits her in particular because Americans can be like a particular kind of gross. I don't know, but like a kind of like just like sitting on the couch kind of person. That
animes, what animes
you
usually dug
part here, boy.
Animes usually dug with town.
Okay, shut up. let him laugh.
Well, because anime is usually dubbed with American accents. You don't normally hear like a UK. There's sometimes UK dubs, but
it's not necessarily just an American accent. It's more of just like extremely generalized protagonist where it's just like, I just got my toast. Oh my gosh, I'm late for school. I better run. Like, just shit like that.
That is an accent, though. That is actually a prepared thing.
Kind of. Yeah, I guess. Well,
sometimes they'll give like a character a weird accent, like in Yu-Gi-Oh! They gave Joey like a Brooklyn accent,
well, what was
or
that
like
all
in
about?
My Time Wizard.
Yeah. Or Dragon Ball Z, they had like Jace from the Ginyu Force. They made him Australian for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's really weird. But
I love it when they do that. By the way, like it's weird, but like thank you to the studios that throw in that strange stuff from time to time, just to throw people off, or is it in like some sort of weird like 90s era kind of like diversity attempt or something? Or I don't know. They had that one character.
I got no clue.
Frankie, have you played Final Fantasy 15?
I have.
Do you remember that one reporter guy Dino in there? That one like
from New York.
No, like Dino got that work for you, you know?
Yeah, like, but he looked like a very like you, almost like a shonen kind of like a super handsome like.
Wait,
Frankie could do Harley Quinn's voice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, New York was like one I was gonna ask. Yeah.
Oh god, can
if
I?
You can do that.
Do like an exaggerated like female Brooklyn accent with high energy, and that's Harley Quinn.
You could do Phil from Hercules. He was like, oh, the games.
She already did. British. She said, what get up on the Hydra's back earlier.
Yeah.
Get up on the Hydra's back.
Just Danny DeVito voice.
One voice I was like really trying to nail for my demo reel, and I didn't put it on there, was I'd watched a lot of Arcane, and I was trying to do a Jinx voice, like losing her shit.
Nice.
Kind of voice, but like she has that slight, Harley Quinn-esque tone to her. For some reason my voice just can't go there unless I have a script.
Yeah, like sort of like a Northeast American, like a New England type of accent. I just thought of a way I could relate this to Final Fantasy 15. I just remembered Cindy because she has a southern.
Cindy, y'all. Cindy.
Yeah, she has a southern accent. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all love Cindy.
Yeah.
You probably copy her.
Yeah, whenever you brought in the car, the regalia into the was about to say petrol station. That's so fucking British.
British? the gas station. Mm-hmm. She go, well, howdy, y'all. You come back? Mm. Oh, she all muddy. She ain't pretty. Like,
yep, there you go.
There it is.
Not pretty, like purdy.
Purdy?
Get it, roll her in. I'll give her to Pawpaw. Wait, Pawpaw will fix her up. Like, something like that.
Hey, Laws, I'm running a bit low on time. My roommate's just walking into the flat. Do you want to wrap up today's episode?
You're not British.
Okay. So, if you could try to do Oda-chan in a different accent, my first suggestion would have been if there was a Scottish Oda-chan. Like, what would that sound like?
Oh, fucking hell.
You were mentioning on the last episode that You did have Scottish heritage, but that your mom did not approve of you swearing or something in the Oda-chan show, which was hilarious.
Yeah, when she first heard me, she first heard the stuff that I was doing, she's like, I can do an impression of my mom. She's like, Francesca, oh my god, you swear so much. You don't have to swear that much. Like, sorry, mom.
That's why I brought up, I put Scottish down first, because I listened to the previous episode. You were talking about your mom and like how Scottish she was. So I was like, that's...
It's only, so you don't really hear it, and she comes onto my stream sometimes. You don't really hear it unless she's angry at me.
She actually beat a boss at one point during the stream.
Yeah, she did. She beat a Kingdom Hearts 2 boss, yeah.
I'm sorry, but just the Francesca is just
Francesca,
so...
Francesca, yeah, you only hear how Scottish she is when she says my name when she's angry. Because it's
which one
Francesca. Which one of you has done a shit in the toilet?
Yeah. Which one of you has done a shit in the toilet?
Fucking one of yous. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Have you seen that there was a follow-up video to that? One of the little girls made a follow-up video being like,
really?
Hello, it was me. I did the shit in the toilet.
And I've never been able to find it after I saw it once. My friend showed it to me, and I was like, "Oh my god, we got the confession!" Like years later.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about installing a button on my desk. No joke. For when I come across something, and I'm like, "Lars, you need to remember this for like 7 years down the road when you think about it again, and just press that button, and it like saves it on my computer somewhere." I think that'd be a good use of my money. I think. By the way, guys, we're running relatively short on time. If you have any more questions for our elegant guest, you can ask them.
Shoot.
Okay. So this is a follow-up from the previous episode, and that was, did you ever find out from your mom what your first word was?
Oh.
Oh.
Did that not happen? Did you not say fuck?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I ever found out. Oh my fucking god, did you find the video?
Oh,
someone found the video. Someone found the video.
Oh no.
Oh wait, they did?
They did look in the chat.
Oh, okay.
They found the video. I've been looking for that for years. I shit you not. I've been looking for that for years. That
I video, think she means follow-up. I shit you not.
Ah.
I shit you not.
Francesca.
I like how every time that Frankie blesses us with some like pretty decent voice acting, you guys kind of follow it up with like, oh yeah, 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 on your heads. Jesus.
Okay, listen. Listen, Lars. I have the IQ of a fucking cantaloupe, okay? What do you
Clearly.
Expect?
Okay.
Yeah, I just told you, dipshit.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you guys have been tuning into the first podcast, and while you're here, I'd just like to remind you of a couple things. Number one, if this is your first time, I'd just like to give you a chance to go ahead and hit the subscribe button, because people like Frankie have been on the show before, and there are other episodes that you might be interested in listening to. Just remember that you can always change your mind later. Also, we have a Patreon over at patreon.com/T1podcast. You can get bonus episodes of the show, early release privileges, a patron-only chat, a funny role on the Discord server, and more. That's patreon.com/T1podcast. It really helps support the show. It really helps support Tristan's YouTube channel. And I think that's going to do it.
You know, since we're talking about Scottish people and like Clef has kind of been horny for Scottish girls in the chat, I noticed, you're in luck because next week we are going to be having a Scottish person, a real Scottish person on the podcast. So then Tristan can roast her for being Scottish just as much as he's been giving Frankie shit for being British.
Illy the Kitty's coming on next week. Tune into that. Especially if you have been watching Drumsy for some time. She is the Scottish girl on his channel, and she is a real fucking character. One of my favorite creators. Mm. And I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Oh, I got to deal with three people with ADHD now.
Yeah. We're going to have fun with that, TJ. But anyway.
Oh, no.
Frankie, if people wanted to check out your stuff, what is the best way to do that?
I'm Frankie Lolia on everything, like YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, and Instagram. That's pretty much how you will find me. Or type in Ochan. And you'll see the Otaku Versus channel and a voice bits and bobs there. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the Oda-chan show a lot more on the previous episode, so I didn't want to get into it too much because I didn't want to rehash stuff. But, yeah, just for context, by the way, guys, excellent, excellent show. It's kind of the way I might describe it is kind of a condensed sort of vapor-wavy, very self-aware, very... satirical kind of anime show about a very, very filthy protagonist who just kind of doesn't do a whole lot and doesn't say much, but it's very entertaining. I highly recommend you go watch it. It's also very short. The episodes are very, very quick. And like I said, very condensed. So you can watch the whole series fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And you'll be glad that you did. And go ahead and check that out. Frankie voices a character on there. Yusef, who we've had on the podcast in the past, is also on the team for that. And I think that's going to go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. TJ, can you take us out?
This was the first podcast with Lars and Spaghetti.
Tristan, by the way, I will remind you, although she is one of the more salty of the variety, there is a female guest here, so try to keep the, you know.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not going to whip my cock out. It's fine.
Thank God.
All right. Well, it's not like she could see it anyway. No. That wasn't a size joke. That was just the fact that we're on audio. But
she's not going to know.
Yeah.
Unless you say
it. Well, now I know.
Ha 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 ha